Iron, and I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and we have our special guest tonight. We have Guy Malone, and Guy is an expert on the area of ufology and the tie-in with Genesis 6, of course, the Nephilim, etc., and he has been a host of a number of very important conferences on this area and has DVDs on his site, which we have links, of course, to Clay and Iron on Nutramedical on the BBS Radio Network, which you can go to his site and get information about future conferences that he's planned and past ones, which are very, very important information. As well, we have David Irons, who is an affiliate and networker with Dr. Stephen M. Greer, who works as MD, works on the Disclosure Project, which has been going on now for about the past 5 years, trying to disclose what's really going on with many hundreds of scientists, military, and professionals dealing with the reality, not the delusion, but the reality of extraterrestrial life directly interacting with our planet for long periods of time that needs to be disclosed to the public so we can have a public dialogue on some of these issues. And, of course, there's a number of exopolitics conferences going on. One I hear that's going on in San Francisco in the next few days. Another, I think, in about the end of this week, early next week, where I believe Stephen Greer will be speaking and Michael Sala, et cetera, up in Montreal, Canada, talking about this with Paul Hellyer, former defense minister under the Trudeau government. So that's really important topics and kind of a segue to our guests tonight. We have what we want to do is Charlie Sheen it, I call it, and I like this term. I want it to stay under the lingo. The questions of a reasonable man asking reasonable questions and really, really wanting to know the answer, not trying to ask questions that confuse the issue, but we want to kind of deal with it. Like, what is going on, and why is this so vital and important that we understand not only our above-government organizations, but ancient and modern history in the light of what is really going on? So I'd like to start with Guy to perhaps introduce yourself, and then David, and then we can continue with a three-way dialogue here that really get people's interest going in it. If you do have questions, of course, it's open lines internationally. We do have an international call-in number that's available now through BBS Radio, and it's just remarkable how this network is growing in leaps and bounds. We'll soon have many other ways of accessing the program besides online. That number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you have questions of any of us on this topic, do call in. So, Guy, could you give us a bit of a summary on your background and the conferences you've had and why you get interested in this topic, and then we'll perhaps have David introduce himself, and then we want to continue with a dialogue of why all of these exopolitics seminars and why it's so important at this time in history.
Sure. I live in Roswell, New Mexico now. I moved there, or here, in 1999 from Nashville, Tennessee. I was an experiencer, more or less, from childhood of whether you call it contactee or abductee. You know, it's all involved some sort of non-human intelligence, so I was curious about it lifelong, and I wrote a book and webpage in the late 90s detailing some early beliefs I had then, but that just led to a calling to move to Roswell, where I started doing a lot more research and networking people that were in this field, both from a religious or Christian viewpoint, as well as secular guys that were just the major UFO researchers, like Richard Dolan, John Greenwald, that I'd met at conferences throughout the country. And I first held a really large conference in 2004, where it was 4 days, where we brought all these varying viewpoints together to share information and hear each other's ideas, and had a panel discussion at the end of it for 3 hours. But we put that on DVD. That was an Ancient of Days conference. Continued one of the Genesis 6 themes in 2005 relating to possible views of prophecy and one world government. And I'm currently working on making this a quarterly event now, to be held every 3 months in Roswell.
Wow, that is a big project.
Yeah. After
quarterly
the first
event.
One.
Of course, the reason is events are moving so quickly now. Things that would take decades take months, and we see this happening rapidly with things like the Disclosure Project, with the events that happened over Mexico City, many different things that are now people have coming out of the woodwork that are talking about testimony that goes back decades that shows that this is a direct and concerted above government and transnational conspiracy to silence the truth about these issues and how it's very important for our modern history as to what's going on. And so quarterly, that's amazing. Now, and of course, these DVDs are remarkable, and they deal with not only people that are experts in linguistics, because I've got the DVD set, and it's pretty amazing. And that website, of course, is it ancientofdays.org?
Net. Net.
Dot net. Ancient
yes,
of Days.
I have so many now,
net.
It's hard to
yeah.
keep them together.
Now, and of course, the term Ancient of Days, I think what it is, and I like the term that you deal with Genesis 6, because people need to realize, and I'm a believer myself, that the true word of God, which is in the Old Testament, that goes back from Moses, and of course, if you look in many other religions, you'll see shadows of this and documents which indicate that our world has been affected by non-human intelligent beings through the millennia, and these influences have, by and large, been both good and bad, and we have to be able to discern that, because especially now we're dealing with things like exopolitics, and what we're doing as a civilization is advancing our science at the speed of light. We're approaching very rapidly with what I call the scientific singularity, where we're going to be able to extend human lifespan. We've expanded war to the point where it's completely obsolete. We're polluting the planet. We're developing all kinds of electromagnetic pollution, heavy metals and everything, and yet we have not advanced spiritually as a people to not destroy our world. And these are important issues. So in your conferences, you have all kinds of scientists, linguists, people that talk about experiences directly with ETs. And it's very hard for me to try to convince people that are in some of these scientific and technical areas to have the backbone to actually stand up. A few months ago, I had a gentleman, I won't mention his name because like a journalist, you won't release your sources. This gentleman was a senior aeronautical engineering scientist who actually worked on the Aurora spacecraft that flies between here and our base on the moon and, of course, our colony on Mars. And we have two entire fleets of these, at least in space, that are involved with flying between Earth and our various platforms and other things that we have. But he wouldn't come on air. He's also Atomic Level 3 certified on Deep Underground Military Bases 1. And our goal on programs like today is not just to give people entertainment, because it's not.
Right.
It's not to just give them information. It's not. It's to make them disciples, like Yeshua HaMashiach Emmanuel wanted, is we have to raise people's levels of consciousness, their levels of responsibility, and their levels of awareness of what they are. As I say on my show on Clay and Iron all the time, if we knew what we were, we would not do what we do. And we have to know that we are made in the image of the creator of the universe, and that's a pretty big issue. We have an inheritance, and there are evil forces that want to steal that inheritance from us, which is why we see very rapid movements of forces to create a matrix with these chips, literally, that they plan to put in everyone, to spread artificially designed plagues like the avian flu, which is completely weaponized, to spread the world with depleted uranium nanoparticles caused by use of DU munitions, and also to dumb down the population with fluoride, GMO foods, and all the other nasties that we can technically document. These are not conjecture, this is science. And we have to understand it's not just a spiritual war, it's a physical, a military, a technical, and a geopolitical war, and it's a financial war, because a lot of these technologies that have trickled down from these transfers of technologies from these beings have been used by major corporations that have Luciferian connections to become, you know, billionaires and trillionaires, and to use their dynastic wealth for very evil purposes. So we want to connect the dots here so people will realize that's why there's a connection with things like Bohemian Grove, and why ufology is not a peripheral issue. It's a central issue to the Nephilim and to the very nature of power and structure on this planet. So with that segue, I'd like to then introduce David, and then we'll start with a kind of an open discussion. David, could you give us a little thumbnail sketch of yourself and why you got interested in Dr. Stephen M. Greer and the Disclosure Project?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. Just to give you a little background, Dr. Stephen Greer started a Disclosure Project in the early 1990s, and at that time it was not a public matter. He briefed presidential advisors, top generals, the chief of intelligence at the Pentagon, Kofi Annan, at the United Nations. He briefed Kofi Annan's wife, senators, congressmen, And at that time, I suppose he naively thought that all he had to do was tell these people about it, and they would take care of the problem. Well, it appears that none of these people actually have any control over the situation. It's the secret government that is running these matters. And so in 2001, he had a press conference at the National Press Conference, and it was the best attended national press conference meeting in history. The turnout was absolutely sensational. And by the way, that press conference is on the website.
And what is your website? So people will, and of course we'll repeat these, both these websites, so people can actually log on, get the information themselves, because the internet is still open and it's still up, and we still can broadcast programs like this.
Absolutely. Well, that's at disclosureproject.org. And if you just click around a little bit, you will find that that entire press conference is about 90 minutes long, and it's a very compelling film. In fact, if you have any friends or relatives or somebody that doesn't believe in this stuff, then this would be a good tool to show them, to let them know that this thing is real.
Right.
And Dr. Greer is absolutely credible. He doesn't deal with anything speculative. Either it's something that could be proven in a court of law, or he doesn't deal with it whatsoever.
Well, you got to use the rules of evidence, which is why it's good to have a professional like a doctor and scientist, because you want to see things that have rules of evidence involved there. And I'm a medical legal doctor, and I can tell you this is a very serious problem. I've worked with people that have super high levels of clearance. Many bits of evidence from many, many sources, all corroborating that this is a very important, pressing, and very serious issue, especially with the weaponization of space and the misappropriation and use of advanced technology things to our populations. So I'd like to get into what I call this the phase of the program tonight, talking about meaning it, asking the reasonable questions. Why has this issue, I was just going to ask a few questions, why, and then of course just jump in. Why has this issue been suppressed by the governments and the military forces and the special agencies for decades and decades? I don't anybody jump in,
oil.
Just go ahead.
I would answer big oil in a very short answer. The technologies that we have, as Dr. Greer has said over and over, would end our planet's dependence on fossil fuel. And right now, I would say that's what the secret government, New World Order, Antichrist, Dominion, whatever you want to call it, is. That's how they're funding their secrecy, and that's how they're maintaining their control. If what Dr. Greer is working toward to get out got out, then it'd be power to the people. The American farmers would be the richest people around if we used biodiesel, for instance.
Right.
But it's just follow the money.
Exactly, and of course we can see the evidence of the last two countries we went to war with, unprecedented, unprovoked attacks against Afghanistan and Iraq. We went to the oil for the Iraq, and I like the initial term that, quote, Fox News called it, which is Operation Iraqi Liberation, which spells oil. And of course the second operation was Afghanistan, which is, of course, make sure that they don't, that the Taliban don't get rid of all the poppies. Because now they have a bumper crop, which, of course, is coming into the British, American, and other markets. And this is funding $250 billion a year of black op projects for underground bases, off-world facilities, et cetera, that they're doing that are not under the control of the Congress or Senate or any government on Earth. And they're continuing to do these. And, in fact, the security clearances of even people such as our president is low enough that he doesn't even have access to many of these projects. Neither does he have the IQ to understand it, but he doesn't have the security clearances, believe it or not.
Ironically, we haven't needed oil since before any one of us were born. In the late 40s, early 50s, already we had the technology to generate zero-point energy.
Right.
And these technologies have been kept hidden for half a century now.
Absolutely, and of course, look at the Pierce Arrow car with Nikola Tesla. Drove it around literally, up to 80 miles an hour on the city for many hours, just by tuning in the harmonic frequencies of the cosmos itself. And again, this is an example of the thousands upon thousands of technical innovations to solve hunger, thirst, disease, And even within my very corrupt medical profession, they don't want a solution to AIDS or to cancer or heart disease or degenerative organic brain disease. They want to increase it. They want to shorten human lifespan to 30 years of age, just like the movie with Charlton Heston and Soylent Green. They want to make certain that you're sick at 20 and dead at 30, and you can't pass your wisdom to your great-grandchildren, because they certainly don't want 300 or 600 or 1,000-year-old individuals beating their great-great-grandchildren in tennis games. And again, that's where we are on the verge of technologies that can revolutionize the nature of what it is to be a person living on the earth, not driven by work, but if freed from it to the point where we can become what we're supposed to be. So what kinds of Charlie Sheen-type questions would you ask David or Guy? Just jump right in.
Well, therein lies the most important aspect of our freedom, and that is that our lifespans are too short to really comprehend what the Illuminati are doing to us. If humans live several hundred years is our natural lifespan, then it's so much more difficult to be able to control somebody like that. What would you say is the natural lifespan of a human being?
Well, you know, actually, one of the things that's an enigma, and I was taught this back 30-some years ago, and I went to medical school, is that it's remarkable that the human body actually wears out at all. And in fact, if you look at the genetics of what happens to our cells, we can tell that it was bioengineered to actually have an expiry date, which can completely be turned off. And we're within, right now, probably either have or very close to, because I belong to the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, we already have things like liquid zeolite that can pull all the toxins out of your body, fungi, heavy metals, chemicals. We have technologies for making clean air and water. We're developing nanofilters, which are coming in the next few years for many different things which can even filter out nanoparticles, including depleted uranium. We have technologies that are going to be able to regenerate, like one of the things that I conceived is regeneration centers, where you could actually bring all of these advanced technologies together so you could actually put people into a suspended state for, say, so many days a year and just literally regenerate or set the clock back biologically. There's no reason technically against that. It's just like bringing your car in for service, reversing all the toxic and other things, and reversing any damage, because the book, which is your DNA, as long as it's maintained, is fine. We can release stem cells with a product that I carry on my website called Stem Enhance. We can release biophotonic energy using harmonic ERT frequencies, using nutraceuticals now that we carry through BioPro, Generation Plus. These are all coming online. We have harmonic technologies that have been developed by people like Dr. Fred Bell that I'll be helping him develop further. I personally built machines 23 years ago that I built with government grants to generate a morphogenic field based on phonon maser genetics, which I developed the theory, and I didn't popularize it because I didn't want it to be used as a weapon of mass destruction, which it certainly could be weaponized. And they don't want people like us doing good for people. They want to incorporate someone like me that has capacities to develop these things for good, to make sure it's turned to evil so that we can kill and destroy the maximum number of people and enslave the population of Earth. So what kinds of issues need to be dealt with that you think of, Guy or David, that when we're disclosing this information? Because obviously it's not just an information war. Even if you had an ET show radar, let's say, at the White House or at a press conference, how do we deal with a rational way? And we don't want people falling down and worshiping these as gods like the ancient peoples. We want people to realize, to use some degree of discernment, that there are both good civilizations that are in harmony with the creator of the universe, and there's also some extremely evil and very, very intelligent and powerful beings out there that we need to be extremely wary of. What kinds of issues do you see, gentlemen, that need to be discussed?
Well, as you've said, this is really not an issue of trying to fight these powerful technologies, these powerful governments. It's a spiritual issue, and in order to overcome these people, we have to evolve spiritually. There's probably 300 people in the world that are really in control of our lives, and how can 300 people control 10 million of the rest of us unless we allow that? So really, we have to evolve more. We have to become more aware, and we have to stop fighting among ourselves.
Exactly, and that's why I'm very much against the idea of, see, right now nation states are the only bulwark against globalism, so I believe in nation states, but I don't believe in discrimination. I don't believe in this, let's put it this way. All of the religions that are publicly out there have all got disinformation and mind control because they've perverted every religion to turn it into a mind control matrix rather than displaying to people that they personally can have a knowledge of their creator and they can become who they are. And if we clean up our act as human beings, we'll respect each other, we'll grow because we have a dialogue between us, and we'll advance and realize there is no wall between science and religion. It's all just a matter of our level of ignorance.
You touched on earlier that there's both good and evil, and I think one of the issues that keeps disclosure from really happening is that the fact of reported abductions going on and things like that, because that creates a national security dilemma if it becomes general knowledge to the American public. Well, you mean there's ships traversing our skies and our airspace that the U.S. government cannot stop or defend against?
Or doesn't want to stop because they've made deals.
Yeah. Or that, is it possible that people really can be taken from their homes and the government can't or won't protect us?
They won't protect us. I have contacts in the NSA and elsewhere. They won't. In fact, Dime Corps, it was involved, and they have lobbyists right on Capitol Hill trying to stop the trade in human flesh. There were 210,000 men and women and children that disappeared in Eastern Bloc countries just last year that the Red Cross actually notified the European court system, which actually charged Dime Corps, and Dime Corps actually was charged with criminal activity of 210,000 people disappearing. How many stadiums is that of people? And this is only the tip of the iceberg. It's actually been estimated that worldwide there's somewhere around 10 to 15 million people that disappear every year. That disappear worldwide. And this is not a minor problem. And you see, I have it from my contacts that they disappear basically in the following ways. Number one, they disappear to, if you want to call it, the brothel trade, which goes, number one, to Saudi Arabia, our wonderful Saudi allies. And then, number two, to Israel. Believe it or not, there's a second in the end of what we call the flesh trade. Then many of these individuals also end up in human experimentation at deep underground military bases or off-world in facilities manned not only by human but non-human beings. Number three, they're ending up in the what we call human veal, where you can go to China, you see the archetype of the exact same thing, where they're actually a delicacy eaten by the ultra-wealthy and the perverted, monstrous, demonic horde who are ruling this earth. And the human experimentation on cloning, cyborg research, genetic engineering, and other things is proceeding at breakneck pace, and a number of, quote, treaties have been violated that have been made between us trading technology with these monstrous deities, they call themselves. And that's the reason why we are in such a pickle right now, because they have treated us with impunity, and, of course, our leaders have then taken the approach of, well, we've got all this advanced technology aimed mostly out in space, and we will use it against them. And that's a very dangerous plan unless you have proper alliances, and disclosure is an important part of defense as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, public awareness will bring not just the black ops people in the loop and working on both contact and defense, but it also brings the normal scientific and the military producing, the high-tech industries into this project as a race rather than under the control of just a secret society. I'd like to ask David something, one of the questions that came to mind when you were talking. Can you hear me there?
Yes.
Earlier, I know that in the opening remarks for Dr. Greer's press conference in 2001, he says that no harm had ever occurred to humans by UFOs or entities, and he's not really seems to be a big believer in the abduction phenomena. And I've emailed him on that and written a little bit, and something both Richard Dolan and I kind of criticized early on as what hindered the effectiveness of what he did there, maybe a little anyway, was his programs of de-weaponizing space and looking at all entities as positive and beneficial, welcome us to the Galactic Brotherhood. You know, does he still hold to that position, I guess would be my short question.
Well, you know, I'm not really the spokesman for Stephen Greer, but I do believe he still holds at that position, and I think his position is that is the most reasonable way of dealing with the extraterrestrials. If we were to take an aggressive stance and had a military presence in space and set up defenses, how could we possibly hope to fight something that powerful? It would be suicidal.
Yeah, you said without the proper alliances.
Well, I'm going to insert some questions and some comments on this because I have a lot of knowledge, both classified and personal, on some of these issues, and it's I take a very strong exception to the issue that there are not what I call Nephilim or fallen ones that are extremely intelligent, extremely evil, and very manipulative. And whether they look like us or they are look very foreign to what humans are, we have to be extremely cautious that what we really need is the proper alliances and a matter of both spiritual and intellectual discernment, because the only thing that's preventing these beings from doing everything that they want to do is obviously not us. It's got to be those who have positive intentions towards our civilization. The problem is that our leaders of this planet have made deals literally with the devil, if you want to call it, and they have continually tried to hide the disclosure, because if it was disclosed that a good source of their advanced technologies that they're now marketing through many transnational corporations which they own, and hiding other technologies that would save the planet and save us from dying in polluted cities, that it would cause the downfall of the so-called power matrix of our planet. So I think I'd have to take very great exception to that philosophy, because many of these beings are literally, and this goes right back to our Bible and all the ancient books, from the Upanishads to the Epic of Gilgamesh and many other books that you can read, going right back to the ancient libraries of Nineveh, they all indicate that we are dealing with both very good, literally, you know, the angels of the living God, if you want to call it messengers, civilizations that have good intentions, may even be related to us, and number two, civilizations that may not be but have good intentions, and then three, a civilization that is very fallen, a very evil civilization that has literally gone so far as to hybridize themselves with the human species, which goes back to Genesis 6, and to create a supra-class, and that supra-class considers themselves a different species, and in fact, the term, if you go to the Welsh, is human, it means serpent man, and they're part of their, not only their doctrine and their dogma, but their private teachings that are not for the profane, is that they, in fact, are the only ones that have the right to property. They're humans, and if you go back to 1215, to the Charter of the Magna Carta, and all British common law, which is the archetype of all law in any country in the world, what you'll see is that throughout the Middle Ages, the humans were the only ones that could have property. And that is the same process that goes on in the Constitution of the Soviet Union and Russia, which is a communist manifesto that was again penned on the plans of Karl Marx, who was, of course, personally hired to create this dialectic. And we have to understand that what we're dealing with, we need to connect the dots with the geopolitics, the global hegemony, and the fact that we've been ruled right from ancient Sumer back to ancient civilizations, probably before the dawn of our current history, to a very provable fact that we had at least a nuclear war 12,900 years ago, and this is probably not the only time the Earth has become formless and void from the conflicts, because we never reached the level of spiritual maturity to face the music, which is that there are very good and there's very evil beings that would like to destroy and kill us all and have ruled over us for thousands of years, promoting all of the evil that's suppressing technologies, putting mercury in vaccines, destroying the population of Earth and making us sterile on purpose because of their plans.
Well, you know, there is an ultimate question that I think has bothered a lot of listeners for a long time, and that is that who is at the very top of the Illuminati? Who is it that makes the ultimate decisions? Now, clearly, it must be a being that is able to comprehend a scope of time in which series of events are not going to come to fruition for hundreds of years, and that implies that entity is not human.
I'll give you a little backup, because we have the movie coming out for the Da Vinci Codes, and one of my friends is Bill Schneblin, and he was a 90-plus degree Mason. Well, I know considerably more than him. The highest level that a human can achieve within Masonism is 180th degree, and there's 360 degrees. So obviously the non-human entities are those that hold the higher orders. Okay.
We've had Bill speak in Roswell.
Pardon me?
In the past on that. We've had Bill Schneblin speak on that in Roswell.
Right.
And we've just confirmed to have him do a similar lecture on Halloween weekend.
Okay, Bill is an amazing man. This guy is one of the most solid, informed. He's literally seen the face, if you want to call it, of Lucifer. And he'll tell you that when you talk about the spirituality issues and the reality issue of these beings, you have to understand you're dealing with an order of magnitude of a being that's far beyond the conscious perception of the regular, what I call mundane human being that believes in the direct matter that's in front of them. They don't understand the kinds of beings that we're dealing with. It's far more advanced. And, of course, at every level in Masonism, the people, when they reach these higher orders, they ask an entity to enter them in order to receive the next level of initiation. And so the indwelling of an entity is part of the initiation to the higher orders of the Illuminati, and well beyond the Illuminati to the higher orders, way up to the 90th and 100th and whatever degree. So if you understand that we're dealing with, you know, astral and hyperspace planes, that there are beings that exist in these planes that go beyond space-time as we know it, that deal with higher dimensions that our physics is now starting to understand, then what we're dealing with, when we have to grasp this, because there's a danger there if we don't grasp it, that, you know, here on Earth, I personally was recruited 3 times by the Pindar. Now, the Pindar is the CEO of, you want to call it, the Council of 13. Pindar is the Baron Guido Rothschild right now, and there's a battle going on between the Rothschild family and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas as to who will then have the Pindar and take the if you want to call it, the CEO position from this council that rules Earth. And they are under, if you want to call it, a Luciferian, alliance that crosses this galaxy. And this is not just a localized, quote, earth problem. That's why when we talk about, you know, it says right in the Bible, woe to you, earth, and you sea, for the devil has come down to you. We're dealing with a being that is far beyond the imagination, and it's very real when we're dealing with Lucifer, the light bearer, who calls himself the one who said he would mount upon the stars of the heaven in the north parts, and he will be as the Most High God. Well, there is a Most High God, and there are those who are very advanced civilizations, and they either serve the Most High God or they serve Lucifer. And that's it. There's only really two, quote, religions in the galaxy or the universe, and that's it. No matter what else you label it, that's the totality. Whether you call yourself an atheist,
Yahweh, or Lucifer.
You either serve Yahweh or you serve Lucifer, and that's because those are the two dipolar polarities, and Lucifer is not equal to the creator of the universe. He is an oppositional force against the creator of all things.
Yeah, I'm afraid that the answer that a lot of people don't want to hear to David's original question is who's at the top of this Illuminati or New World Order, is that the only words I can think to describe it are, as you said, either Luciferian or Antichrist. And
right. As
the Bible says, our battle really is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the powers, principalities, and rulers of the darkness living in this present age.
Right, and in fact, if you actually look at the experts like, you know, Ankerberg and many other people who are, you know, really studying the ufology, you'll see a direct connection between occult phenomena and UFO phenomena. You'll see things like probing and medical experiments and you know, taking semen and doing other things that obviously is playing around with the sexuality of human beings. That's not non-malevolent interference. These are beings who have done violent medical procedures to people when they've been abducted. There are experts like Dr. Mack, who's actually documented this quite a bit. And these things are very real. They're not inserted thoughts. They're real. And even if you say only a percentage is real, you have to deal with facts. Like I had ranchers both when I was out west in western Canada and I was in Colorado, ranchers who would have their cattle mutilated, and they were cut out with lasers. The cattle were picked up by the ankles and dropped sometimes miles later with not a drop of blood. This wasn't done normally. This was done because there were very evil things going on. And I have been an emergency trauma doctor for years, and I've seen people who have been the victims of ritual human sacrifice, and some of the things done were not done with normal surgical equipment that is available in this 20th or 21st century. This is technologies that we do not have. I can tell you, I had to speak 7 years ago when I spoke at 42 cities in Israel to have people stop bringing me their CT scans and their MRIs with all their brain and other chip implants in their bodies.
Because you had too many?
They had too many. They kept on. They wanted to talk to me for hours. They literally, some of them came in with it surgically removed in the flesh in test tubes. And, of course, I looked at these technologies, and some of them are definitely not human. These are technologies that are millennia ahead, if not more, than anything that we have on the planet. Okay? So many of these technologies were transferred. That's why they have bio-coded signals. In fact, I'm going to have Dr. Nick Begich talking about this tomorrow night. Bio-coded signals for mind control. They can use infrasound to send sound into your brain. They can send signals out to create a perimeter fence, which they're actually the Americans are selling to Yemen and Saudi Arabia to put the Saudis put a fence so people can't go from Yemen into the Saudi territory. That literally will send a signal into your brain and talk to you literally to your mind. And if you try to cross that perimeter, it'll turn you into a fetal position. These things exist right now. They're not imaginary. And I want people to wake up and shake them hard to realize we're not just dealing with a non-malevolent higher ETs that really have good intentions for us. We're dealing with a spirituality and a darkness. And I don't want people to fall for, quote, the strong delusion. And Project Green Star, which is a CIA-NSA project, was one of the, quote, the staged alien invasion and the fact that they're going to be our saviors and they're going to set up all this dialectic that some of the ones that are very malevolent are actually going to, quote, stop the others. And we need to be
sounds like good cop, bad cop.
Pardon me?
Sounds like a good cop, bad cop.
Exactly. It's part of a game, and they think that we're little fools, and we're not. And they want to silence people like me and like yourself and like, but we want to bring everyone along. And if they really realize and they want full disclosure on these things, they are not our friends. Some of them are, if you want to call it literally, our guardian angels, because the only reason why we haven't been stomped out of existence by the evil ones is because there are good civilizations and there is a God of the universe and there are proxy civilizations that have intentions of good toward us. And believe it or not, that's the reason why we still draw breath.
Mm-hmm.
And surely we would have killed ourselves 50 years ago. When in the history of our race have we ever developed a weapon and not used it?
Exactly.
The
in fact,
bomb in Hiroshima, since then we've been prevented from any more atomic weapons. And now they've made us stop testing atomic weapons.
Well, what they did is they not only got the atomic weapons, but they reverse engineered many with the help of these ETs and other beings. And some of them were treaties that were trading in human flesh, which is why a lot of these people are being allowed to be abducted by our governments. And the American and the above government organizations like the United Nations knows. In fact, I talked to John Fiala, who worked with Phil Schneider on the underground nuclear tunneling devices. And by the mid-90s, when he quit because he developed lung disease from the nanoparticles, the tunneling machines would cut a rock face 80 foot across at the rate of 7 miles per day, mm-hmm. and they would lay an inner tunnel, and these trains were, they'd vacuum out the tunnel and lay the maglev tracks and also put IR laser-linked fiber optics for carrying the super high density data they encrypted along these tunnels. So they have their inside of the earth, you want to call it, tunneling systems. And there were 132 cities built in the continental United States for 5.36 to 7.24 cubic miles in size, an average of 1.5 miles to 4 miles down. And those don't include all the smaller facilities that are built at various distances otherwise. Some of the largest ones are under places like Denver International Airport and under Hartsfield Airport and other places under Washington, D.C. and the Beltway on the West Coast and elsewhere. And these are all crisscrossed, not only the continent, but underneath the oceans, across other continents, and there's well over 4,000 major facilities worldwide. Now, why are they feverishly building these? They're building them feverishly because they're very concerned about something coming up. And they know that we are literally on the cusp of a galactic war. And we have to have disclosure, and we have to face the music and not pretend that these guys are all good. They're not all good. And that if we are going to survive this, we need to also not only be brave, but have a backbone. Because what we're dealing with is very, very evil.
I'll share just something I'm working on now that I recorded last weekend. That it's kind of across the board, not just a religious view. That I think the closest we're going to get to, I don't know, help or disclosure will be initiated by the mass public. And just since most people are kept in the dark on this and are still, therefore, very skeptical, when we were in Seattle to record a Da Vinci Code conference with Mike Kaiser last weekend, I also recorded a UFOs 101, Why Should I Care, lecture that really goes about 3 hours, and it overviews many of the major UFO and abduction researchers for skeptics. And I brought in Dr. Greer and Stephen Bassett as well in their work, and the fact that they have all these military witnesses. The first half is kind of aimed to convince skeptics, because more than their findings, I emphasize their credentials. PhD, PhD, Harvard Medical School, Pulitzer Prize winner, Pulitzer Prize, PhD, PhD. And that's geared to make people at least believe it's going on. And at that point, they can finally begin asking whatever their persuasion is. They can ask the scientific or the spiritual, the theological questions that would lead them more and more into what you're doing.
Right. And, of course, there's two big exopolitics conferences coming up. There's one in San Francisco shortly in the next few days, and there's also one in Montreal, Canada, where Michael Sala and I believe Dr. Stephen M. Greer will speak. But I challenge everyone. I'm asking what I call the real hard, what I call Charlie Sheen-type questions. Be a lot more skeptical. You know, We have the capacity as human beings to be made in the image of the creator of the universe, and we are not a lower being. We've been acting like ones because we've been influenced and controlled by a very, very evil, hybridized supraculture of this overclass. And these are the same populations and families that own the transnational corporations that have ruled over us for thousands of years, going back to ancient Sumer and before. And if we face that reality, which is in a sense, the disinformation is coming out with things like this Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown and other things. We need to face the reality that this is not a peripheral issue. It is the central issue of not only ancient but modern history. And if we get down to the root cause of what's going on, this is the root cause. This is the pay dirt. This is the mother lode of understanding. And we will not survive the advance in our technology unless we purge ourselves of this evil element that has been controlling our civilization and our history and making these very malevolent deals with these other entities that are extremely evil. That's what the real issue is. And if we want to have real disclosure, that's what I call 100% disclosure, not disclosure that's going to talk about them as all, quote, good because we can't fight them. No, we are not dinner. And unfortunately, that's what's actually happening. A lot of the individuals are disappearing. They're becoming human veal, not only for humans, but for non-humans.
I know someone who teaches on how the end times, the faked scenario that you were referring to earlier, fake nuclear wars with the entities coming to help us out.
Sure, that's all part of the project. I've talked to my NSA and CIA friends for years. They've told me all this stuff. It's all part of the plan with holographic images and everything. It's all part of the program.
Yeah, he believes it's a reverse of what appears in the Book of Revelation, where the marriage supper happens with Jesus, marriage supper of the Lamb. He says, but if you're raptured in the false event, you are the dinner at the marriage supper.
That's right. Yeah. That's people have to realize that, in fact, if you actually discern what Jesus was saying to the Yeshua Emmanuel, who was the first fruits and showed us what we will be, he actually said, you know, to his Bible, well, how will you know? He said, but when you see the vulture, which is the eagle, there you will see. In other words, what he was saying is the evil are going to be taken out. If you want to know if there's a rapture, it's the binding together of all these evil elements that have made deals literally with the devil and the Luciferian entities that have come here from other worlds that have no business being here and have broken galactic and cosmic laws. And they're in very grave trouble with the you want to call it, the those civilizations that serve the living God, the God of the universe who is God.
Right. I need to cut off just because I've got somewhere else to be.
Well, that's wonderful. I really appreciate you calling, and we'll have to have you back because I want to kind of shake people up with the kinds of questions we're asking and also ask tough ones to say, you know, let's not be passive about this and let's not dismiss it, but let's also take it seriously that this is not a peripheral issue, and that's why I feel I'm sure that you're driven by this, and so am I,
mm-hmm.
to ferret out so we don't reach another matrix or another confusing maze. We reach a point where we actually are able to answer questions and then formulate a response and a plan, because a true optimist is someone who faces the ugliness and the beauty of reality and has a plan to respond positively, and a fool is one who does not.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, I look forward to listening to the rest of this on the archive version later tonight and hear how
absolutely,
you're
yeah. So thanks very much, Colin, for coming in, Guy, and we'll have you back. And again, that website is?
AncientOfDays.net, and I'm now working on, that's the old conferences that are complete, RoswellUFOConference.com should be loaded and ready for a preview tonight.
That's
as well.
RoswellUFOConference.com.
As well
and
as
that's good. These are academics and scientists, so this is you've done a really good job of putting together your panels. And again, I commend David for coming on and the work of Dr. Stephen M. Greer, but I want to continue the dialectic, so it says in the Bible, steel sharpens steel.
Mm-hmm.
We need to ask the Charlie Sheen-type questions so we as a nation and as a people, as mankind on Earth, face the fact that we've been ruled by humans or serpent men and by beings that are of higher orders of magnitude that have malevolent evil planned for us, and we have been protected by those who are the angels of the living God, who are civilizations from other worlds and other realms. Thank you for calling in, Guy, and we'll continue now with David.
Yeah.
So do you have some more questions?
David.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Guy. So, David, continue with your questions along. I call the Charlie Sheen type question. How would you approach the major issues that you see?
I'd like to know a little bit more about life extension technologies. I know that you have quite a bit of that on NutraMedical.com, and what would be the most logical way to proceed? People that live extended lifetimes would be much more difficult to enslave.
Well, exactly. Okay, I'll tell you, if people are taking notes or want to listen to this in the archive, because I speak a little fast and technical, and of course I have an IQ over 200, so I sometimes will disappear into the technical issues, but I'll try to make it straightforward. Number one, you must drink clean water. And the very best system that I have in my site is a pure water system that removes fluoride, which damages the pineal gland and the higher order nuclei in the brain that regulate the connection between your mind, which is our, if you want to call it, our computing, physical, fleshly brain, and our we call it the Bible refers to as the silver cord, which is actually the cord of living waters that connects us with our spirit body, because we have spirit DNA as well as physical. Number two, you need to take a thing called indium. Indiumese is a very important product that we have on our site. And what it does is it regenerates the function of the nuclei in the brain, restores the normal function of the releasing hormones that regulate all your hormones in your body, and is one of the most powerful anti-aging single nutrients that you need to take. You need to alkalinize your body, and I recommend RPA Biotech's alkaline concentrate. And 1 ounce and about 16 ounces or to 2 ounces will alkalinize. So you filter your water, then alkalinize it. And then you could add minerals like the Zooma, that's Z-O-O-M-A minerals, or ionic minerals like we have a product called Immunite, which is humic and fulvic acid that contains carriers that carry in ionic minerals to your cells, because all the enzymes have active sites that requires minerals for their processes. We have a product called Wiora, that's W-A-I-O-R-A, if you search down by products by company, to a thing called natural cellular defense, and the little cage-like molecules, which are made by the interaction of magma or volcanic magma with seawater, creates these cages that have been cleansed, and they actually grab ionically all the heavy metal toxins, viral and other bacterial products, fungi, and toxic volatile chemicals in your body and pull them out, because we're living in a very toxic world, and the longer you live, all of the cancers, research in Switzerland and elsewhere, have been induced by the accumulation of toxins and heavy metals in the tissues. The next is you need to protect your DNA. The most powerful protections we have for that, and there's a number. You can look at polyphenols, and two of the most powerful we have is polyphenon. It was developed by a company called Mitsuo Norin in Japan by Yoshihiro Hara, who is a PhD, probably the most advanced biologist dealing with teeth biology, and he developed a magnesium salt of ECGC catechins, which is so powerful that in his studies of over 20 years, there was not one case of a male that developed prostate cancer. So it blocks all toxins. In fact, it's so powerful that if you take it, you cannot have bad breath. We have another one that's the reason why the French don't have heart disease. It's the resveratrol, which is from the grape skin. And the resveratrol concentrate has to be packaged under nitrogen in order to be biologically active. And the best one for that is the Purity Products Longevinex. That's L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X. You need to protect your DNA, and one of the most powerful things for that is called xanthones, which are present in a juice called the Zango. And the mangosteen, which is a fruit from Asia, grown organically with the whole fruit mangosteen Zango, is very powerful at protecting your DNA. We are on the verge of developing special enzymatic blockers and nanotechnology that can stop the shortening of the telomeres, which are the little buttons on the end of your chromatids, your chromosomes, so that your base pairs won't shorten each time you have a cell division. So what in fact happens is your cells become immortalized.
So that's really the genetic engineering that you were talking about.
Yeah, and these things are coming. We're developing them with nematodes. With nematodes, we can do genetic engineering to increase their lifespan 500%. We have nutraceuticals. We can find out which genetic polymorphisms you have of detoxification. And we can give you customized nutraceuticals based on your genetic polymorphisms. So we can do it now with saliva or blood. At Great Smokies Diagnostic Lab, we can do immunotoxicology, find out which tissues you're attacking, and create neutralizing homeopathics and other frequencies. We can give you, technologies that block electromagnetic pollution, like BioPro, which blocks all the white noise frequencies which interfere with the normal cellular communication that's generated. This research is over 25 years that BioPro has developed. So if you're using cell phones or electronics or computers or living in a building with electricity, which everybody does, you're going to have electromagnetic pollution, which disrupts the communication between your cellular DNA, which is a crystal, and the cellular molecules that communicate by what's called phonon maser or maze sound infrared light energy pathways that travel to superconductors to communicate to your DNA and your enzymes. And we have this technology right now. It can not only stop that, but you can use ERT to increase gas mileage in your car with things to block all of the circuitry producing what's called white noise harmonic frequencies, sideband frequencies that interfere with cellular communications, and to protect you. Those are just some of the technologies we have. You can go through testing. You can go through tests for a P300 test of a quantitative EEG to look at the voltages and coherence patterns of your EEG in your brain to see how old your brain is. You can look at bone age. You can look at genetic polymorphisms. You can look at all kinds of things, and I do consulting and connect people with health professionals and laboratories. Many of these things are already available, so right now we can probably increase, just with our current technology, at least 30 to 40% of someone's lifespan right today. But within 5 years, we will be able to triple or quadruple that easily. So
wow.
Within 5 years, we're dealing with a technology and this won't be super expensive. We have a thing called Stem Enhance that's made from blue-green algae that in the laboratory, with over 20 years' research, we can release stem cells from your bone marrow that can migrate to injured or damaged tissues, identify an area of a tissue that needs to be regenerated, like your heart, because you're in heart failure, you've lost cardiomyocytes, can regenerate cardiac function, and you can measure the heart wall motion and the cardiac index and show an improvement in heart function within 3 to 4 months after starting Stem Enhance. You can increase regeneration of nerves, brain tissue, liver. So many of these technologies are going to be further advanced using the convergence of nanotechnology, genetic engineering, and other things to improve. And I'm not talking about recreating man as a different being, but I'm talking about repair, regeneration. And it's not at all impossible. I postulate that every ambulance should have a cooling unit to cool the head of everybody that has a cardiorespiratory or traumatic arrest. Why don't they have it now? Well, they're doing research at the University of Pittsburgh on these areas to try to create either using a cooling unit or a cooling unit plus an injectable to stop the induction of free radical peroxynitrile radicals, so we'll stop damage to the brain.
Makes a lot more sense than doing chest compressions and CPR.
Right. They don't want to have these technologies. We have things that I'm working on now that will kill avian flu and any known virus whatsoever, any organism on the earth. We have several nutraceuticals that accomplish this, like Super Silver, which is very powerful. Nanoparticles are complex with oxygen, but we have a product that's going to supersede that, that's picoparticle silver mixed with monoatomic palladium, ERT technology, as well as a special ERT form of carnivora, which is a Venus flytrap extract. So these things actually switch off abnormal intracellular DNA from stealth infections like HIV, and those infections which create cellular changes to the outside of the cellular antigens and cause cancer and autoimmune diseases, as well as the presence of the stealth chronic infections that cause mitochondrial dysfunction and chronic fatigue syndrome. They want people like me to use our abilities for evil. They don't want us to do it for good. And so I'm just giving you a kind of a very quick rundown to give you an idea of just what we have now, which is just absolutely breathtakingly amazing. And within 5 years, our knowledge will increase so much that it's not at all impossible to triple or quadruple human lifespan with even the technologies that we can see within arm's length. And that's why the Illuminati, the Luciferian occult, ETs that have very malevolent intentions do not want to have the civilization of mankind living for millennia and also having a righteousness that we want to control our own destiny and not do evil to either our planet, our fellow man of whatever skin color, religion, or otherwise, and not against any other sentient, cognitive, and non-malevolent being in the universe.
They must be scared to death.
Pardon me?
They must be scared to death.
Who's scared to death?
What we can accomplish. The Illuminati.
They're terrified. They're terrified of people like me that have IQs well over 200. They're terrified of people that actually are willing to die for the truth, which I am, because death to me is walking from one door into another realm. And I'm far more dangerous dead, which is why I'm still speaking. And if they listen to my shows, I want others to get the same spirit. If you understand there is a creator of the universe, he does care for us. He's working through his proxies, which are good, but there are also extremely evil, that it is beyond the imagination of the mortal mind. And we should not faint because we see the powers of Lucifer and his fallen ones manipulating not only our political system, but our scientific system, our universities, our law schools, our medical schools, our scientific and military community, and also these above-government organizations that are raping and pillaging the planet. And if we want to have a true disclosure that's really going to be positive and not make people fall down and worship these beings indiscriminately, we need to face the music completely, the beauty and the ugliness of reality, so we can come up with a positive response, and we can become literally a co-equal civilization in the galactic harmony, which is our cosmos. And if we don't, we will cease to exist as a civilization, because the malevolent ones that come here have the intention to consume us and destroy us.
Just imagine when there are thousands of people with IQs over 200 living.
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and not just over 200. We're talking about IQs of thousands. Unlimited knowledge, unlimited access to information, unlimited ability to acquire, and not just to read books, but to download them, to be able to dialogue with others by telepathic communication, to become the being that we are supposed to be in harmony with our fellow creatures in this universe.
Are you talking about transhuman technologies like Ray Kurzweil and...
Yeah, but I'm not talking about changing the very nature of what we are as a being. I'm talking about becoming what we really are. You see, what happens is it's our destiny to become these things, not by becoming transhuman, to turning into machines, but becoming what we are. You see, we are a very advanced spirit being that's, in a sense, a lower-level body, and as we advance to what we really are, we have been probably purposely downgraded in terms of our basic even biology. If you look back at the at Adam and the initial patriarchs of the ancient world, these were their days were cut short when they lived 1,000 years or less. It was probably man's true biological intention to leave for thousands of years.
I hate to break in here.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work something because I love your, I mean, you got so much information. We need to work something to get you even more time.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate it, David, if we can have some more dialogue and if we can get Stephen Greer on, perhaps Guy Malone or some of the other experts on this.
Absolutely.
Because we need to have, like steel on steel, a dialogue to kind of continue this discussion. And thank you, everybody, for listening to The Clay and Iron with Dr. Bill Deagle and BBS Radio. Do listen and do take heed and contemplate on these things so you can become aware and know who you are and what you are. And if you do, our world will survive and we will thrive. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Don, and everybody at BBS Radio, and thanks, David, for calling in and contributing this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
And thank you, Don, and everyone, and if Doug could give me a call after the program, I'd really appreciate it.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.